Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. RIP7212 goes live on Polygon Proof of Stake. Base postpones its planned bridge maintenance. DeFi Saver introduces automated debt payback. And Nethermind releases a postmortem for its consensus issue in January. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive public goods funding. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. Rollup Improvement Proposal 7212 has been successfully implemented on Polygon Proof of Stake Mainnet as part of the Napoli hard fork. Polygon is the first network to implement the standard. Rollup Improvement Proposal 7212 introduces a new standard for secure and cost-effective signature verifications using the SEC-P256R1 elliptic curve. The standard aims to improve account abstraction by significantly lowering the costs associated with signature verification, leveraging common technologies like WebAuth. Polygon also plans to adopt more rollup improvement proposals in future network upgrades. ZK-Sync, Optimism, and Kakarot ZK-EVM have also pledged to adopt RIP7212. Coinbase's Layer 2 rollup Base has postponed planned maintenance for testing the pausability features on its native bridge. The maintenance requires a temporary pause in withdrawals from the native bridge for about an hour. The update was pushed to March 27th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The delay comes amid a surge in activity on the network. Base has seen over 1 million daily transactions over the past week. The influx in activity has also caused the median gas fee on Base to increase from a few cents to upwards of a dollar. The network's total value locked has nearly doubled in the past month, making Base the fifth largest Layer 2 network by TVL with $1.6 billion in locked assets. DeFi Saver introduced a new feature that enables automatic debt repayment for loans on the Curve USD lending protocol. The feature allows users to set a health ratio threshold and a Curve USD repayment amount to automatically trigger the loan repayment. The feature aims to avoid the risk of hard liquidations. The automated repayment will execute even if the funds available are below the configured amount. It will not execute if the required payback amount surpasses 50% of the transaction's gas costs. DeFi Saver also offers an automated leverage management tool for Curve USD positions. DeFi Saver is a DeFi dashboard aggregator. And lastly, Nethermind, an execution layer client, released a post-mortem for its consensus-related bug on January 21st, which caused validators to incorrectly mark valid blocks as invalid. The bug led to validators going offline, missing out on block validations and attestations. The root cause of the issue was traced to a smart contract transaction containing a revert opcode that caused transactions to fail by using up all of its gas, creating a discrepancy between the block hash and breaking network consensus. Nethermind says it plans to enforce stricter requirements for changes affecting EVM and consensus mechanisms. In other news, Hop Protocol now supports Circle's cross-chain transfer protocol for USDC bridging, and Aztec Network urges users to withdraw funds from its ZK.Money protocol before March 24th. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.